Black is Great with yours truly, Casey Lehman. I have my illustrious team of Negroes in town around the table tonight. Tonight's guests are Toria Williams, Malcolm Darrell, Chris Lehman, Mirth 80, and Leisha Mack. And tonight's topic is Dating While Smart. This podcast is inspired by an article that was written by a young woman named Kalisha Buchanan, if I'm not mistaken, and was published on the Clutch magazine website. And I'm sure a few of you have read it because we were tweeting about it pretty much all that week. It came out January 17th. And the premise of this young woman's article is that she is an accomplished young Black woman. She's gone to school. She's gone to graduate school. She is fluent in a second language. She is a working writer. And she's trying to understand why it is she's just having a hard time finding brothers that are the same match for her. Basically, she goes over a date experience that she had with a friend. And this friend was taken out to eat at House of Pancakes. And she was complaining about why would that ever be acceptable for a date. And that the brother who she was dealing with at that time was going through how they just weren't compatible. How she has in her house a library, a themed library in every room, and he never asked about any of the books and, you know, didn't inquire about any of that stuff. So basically, it seemed like, long story short, she and this particular Black man did not have anything in common. But she felt as if, for the most part, a lot of Black men don't have in common with her what she has. So I read that article and read plenty of the commentary after the article, people's comments that were left afterwards. And of course, there were people who had the automatic, what are you talking about? Who are you? Why are you carrying your ass on your shoulders response? But then there were tons more of women who admitted that they could identify with her experience. And it made me, it begged the question, are successful Black women now in a different class from quote unquote successful Black men? Can Black men and Black women no longer relate to each other? If you are an educated, successful, financially stable Black woman, will you not find your match in a Black man? Family?
I'm gonna let the ladies go first. I'm gonna go.
Y'all got the mic.
I'm gonna get some more.
Okay. Well, then I'll speak on it first. And I will admit, when I read it, I thought immediately she has to be young because I saw my young self, my younger woman, in her. And when I say young, I mean fresh out of college, coming home with a degree, going back to the hood. And being able to boast, like, I made it through the hood, I'm that Black chick with a degree, treat me right. And all that meant to the brothers I was dating was, you just a Black woman with a degree. And I learned the hard way that I was more than my degree. I kind of sold myself when I got this, I've traveled, I'm this, I'm that. And people will prey on that. They know that that's how you're selling yourself, so they will seem like, oh, this is all interesting. That's what you want, I'll give you this, I'll acknowledge that. What I found most disturbing, and I was guilty of it too, is that she defines her worth and who she is and her qualities all on these things that don't matter at the end of the day to a Black man when he wants to know, can you be by my side? Will you have my back? Will you hold me down? My degree
yes.
does not mean I can hold a brother down.
Yes.
My degree does not mean I can
yes.
relate to a brother. My degree does not mean I can appreciate a brother that's going to work every day, whether he's checking in a corporate office or whether he's working on a mechanic shop. You can't learn that from having a degree. I would say the same thing if I was fluent in French. The mm-hmm. same exact thing. Being bilingual, trilingual, multilingual will not prove to a Black man that you can hold him down. And so nothing in the article ever said,
yes.
I love my Black men and I can hold them down. She never even mentioned, like, and I had a badass Black father who put me through this. Who put me through school and said, you're worth it. Then the Black man would be like, oh, she acknowledges the hard work. So for me, I was like, sister, you're selling yourself short. And Kim, you and I had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, basically, she's selling the icing. Everybody wants the cake. She's selling the icing. Like, check this out.
Right.
Here's the icing. No, boo, that's the icing. What's your cake? What's your substance? What are you really about. Because there's nothing in this world that I've ever faced as far as being my most difficult time that my degree ever saved me from.
No.
Or that my cultural exposure saved me from. Every heartbreak, every
triumph. She is preaching.
Giving you all the game right now. All of it.
Dropping knowledge.
Well, check that out. none of anything that was deemed as a trial in my life, none of those things ever got me through. Those were just things that I could relate to other people. Those were things that got me through the door. That was my bread and butter, but it didn't say anything about the substance of who I am and who I want to be. And so for her, if she was listening, or any woman who feels like that, I would say, don't get so caught up in that, because I've done it. And that's why I guess I could look at that article and smile like, I remember being that chick. I remember thinking I'm the badass broad in the hood because I got a degree. I ain't got no kids. Yeah. I got a job, boo. I know you're going to love me. And every sentence started with I. Nothing ever said to him that I would appreciate you.
Right. And the thing is, you and I talked about that when we had a conversation. She did just break it all the way down to his bare soul.
I'm like, do we even say that?
Are you dating anybody right now? You need my number after this is over.
All I'm saying is maybe this sister will grow to the point. I mean, you have to go through that, I think. Like I said, she's going to hit the wall because of all of that. There's going to be a brother that uses that to her. To his advantage
and her disadvantage. Yes. And what you did say that stuck with me was the fact that this sounds like a young woman. Mm-hmm. Not that she's old, but she's our age. So you would think by the time you get to this age, you would know a little bit better. And the one thing that you and I talked about, because what stood out to me is, well, it was one person's comment who said, what is all those degrees in foreign language and cultural experience? How does any of that make you a fun person to be around? That's the first thing. Right. And the second thing I thought of was, if you're with a man who expects to be the provider, then your accolades don't really matter. And not that they don't matter, but they're not going to make a difference to him. They're not going to make you any better or any better of a wife, per se.
Right.
Because he still is going to see himself as the person who needs to put food on the table. So the fact that my wife is successful and degreed and can get her own job and do all of that, that's great. That'll make things easier on me, easier on us. But it is still my job and my role to take care of A, B, and C. And I remember there was some comment that another single young woman made, and she was saying how she was glad that this young woman wrote this article because she could identify and dating was so hard. And the author responded and told her, you know, in the meantime, don't ever stop being who you are. Flaunt it when you're with them. Talk about all your accolades. Talk about everything that's going on. And the young lady was saying, but it's difficult because, you know, I want to figure out how to have balance there. You know, even if he doesn't have what I have or have experienced what I've experienced, I want to have some balance. And she was like, let the balance be his problem. And I'm like, that's why this is your
this
problem.
This is why you're single.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Because this is Merc 80 in the house. I'm going to go as Johanse this time because, you know, I'm a Gemini. I always got to have two sides. So the Merc 80 side is for the cultural critic and artist in me. This is the personal. So this is Johanse speaking. This is real life, real situation that prompted part of this, at least, of what I'm about to say. Let me tell you something. I don't think that this author or anybody who relates to her is ever going to change. Or I should say that there's a slim chance they're going to change because there is a very clear pattern that she was displaying that she thought was completely healthy. She's talking about, from what I remember, she's talking about the same one dude who took her to IHOP, who wasn't really treating her right, who wasn't really giving her the conversation she wanted, who was constantly trying to sleep with her when she wasn't ready to, and just piling on the things that he did wrong. At the first, or at least the first or second non-negotiable, there's nothing else to talk about. So why are you, like, giving a person a chance is giving a person a chance that seems more worth it, like they're actually trying to work towards something, right, or they want to know, or they're trying to do things to be that person.
Right.
If this person is clearly displaying every sign that they're not that dude, then why are you wasting your time?
Right.
And then you're going to say you can't find anybody because you just took up probably a year of your life with this one person that just already showed that they weren't it.
Right.
So now you're going to go back into the market already jaded off of, you know, this person that you came off of, and then everything that you see, now you don't know what to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I've seen from, you know, from that article, from Twitter, from Facebook, from all this stuff of a lot of women that are saying, well, I can't find a good guy, or I can't do this, and I can't do that. And it's like, what are you really asking for? Right. You know, are you asking for
yourself.
An idea? Are you right. asking for a fantasy, which
right.
could happen? I mean, you know, I think dreams can come true, but at the same time, you have to realize you're dealing with a human being.
Right, and this is something that you and I talked about, and I said this to you. I feel like I know from being married is that when you get into a relationship, at some point, you are making a deliberate decision. This is the person who I'm going to be with.
Right.
This is the person who I'm going to work shit out with. When things get difficult, I cannot jump ship. And I'm
right.
making that commitment to it. We're going
right.
to work it out. You can go through your life dating forever, trying to find somebody who you feel is going to be perfect for you.
Right.
But humankind is not perfect. So at some point, you're just going to make a decision. This
right.
is the person who I'm going to be with. And you're going to base it on whatever things that are most important to you in regards to compatibility. Another sister friend of mine made this point, and I thought it was brilliant. When she said it, I was like, okay, I'm backing away from the table. Like, her comments with your comments, Toria, just killed this argument. She was like, I find that for some reason, black, single, successful women feel that they are somehow entitled to this wonderful, magical, majestical
right.
black man. And what is it about you that makes you more deserving of that black man than any other woman?
Right.
Why? Because you have all of these accolades. Does that mean that you're now entitled to the creme de la creme of black men?
Right.
I want to say a couple quick things.
What do men look for? I'm
right.
sorry. I just want to
yeah.
say real quick. Like, what do men look for when they look for wives? Is it all those accolades?
Yeah. Now, I'll speak on this. I was actually going to speak right on that very point and then ask a question to y'all.
Okay.
For me, at least... And I think for most men that they want a classy woman. They want a classy woman. You're probably your classic type woman who can hold conversation, be sensual, and be caring and nice and, you know, accept you for who you are, things like that. Now, the thing is that you got to understand that if you have a college degree and or a master's or any of that other stuff, even me, I had to kind of realize it at a certain point, me having a master's degree, like there's a certain level of privilege that you're asking for.
Hmm.
There's a certain level of privilege that either you came from or that you're asking for. So having a conversation about Paulo Coelho, like some people don't have time to do that. You know, some people, they should read, you know, on their off time, but they may not have time because they're working.
And who's
they're
to say
doing...
what they should read, though?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Because I'm about to tell you, who is it?
Well, yeah.
Real
quick,
talk. Who
quick,
is it?
Quick,
and I can tell you this: it doesn't take away from the woman that I am. Guarantee
no.
you that.
Right.
Like, who
and,
is it?
And the thing is that quick plug. If anybody's heard of, let me see, the Zaheer. There's another book that he did. The Alchemist. The Alchemist
yeah.
is a good book. All right. So, but the thing is that taking time out to read literature. And go to a play or go to this and things like that, these culturally and intellectually stimulating things, some people don't have either have the exposure or the time to do that if they're working or if they're doing other stuff. So when you're asking for a highly educated person, you're also asking for them to already kind of come with a set of things that's already rare in and of itself in terms of class and all that other stuff, or at least what
Access.
Class they're going to be into.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So... it makes a woman attractive in so far as if I come from that background and I have those aspirations, we have a lot in common we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not necessarily going to do anything if a bill is unpaid or if we have an argument over how I said something and how you took it. Like, that's not really going to do anything.
Mm-mm.
And then the other question before Malcolm speaks, the other question I was going to ask is, what do you think are the top things that women are looking for in black men? Like, what are the usual standards that you hear?
Good question, ladies. Think about that.
A man that takes charge.
I'm going to say that... this is just funny. I jump right in, but I'm just like, I really don't have much to say because the two sisters who have spoken have pretty much broken it down as I would want to hear it. But the one thing I'm looking for in a woman, since we're talking about, you know, because it really is, there's reciprocity. Like, yeah, you looking for something to me, but my father once told me, you know, son, don't act like your penis is not worth something either. Like, I want you to protect yourself. Like, he didn't want me to end up with no rat or some, you know, mm-hmm. crazy, not gonna take care of a kid. You know what I mean? That, so,
right.
It goes both ways, but the only thing I'm really looking for in the woman that I'm going to be with is that she can give the unconditional love that I expect her to give our children. So, to me, oftentimes what I'm looking for in a woman are qualities that I expect to see in the mother of my children. Mm-hmm. Like, where is her giving side? Where is her maternal side? Where is her forgiving side? Where is her humility? The thing that bothered me the most about the article is I was like, this chick is real just on one of the ego arrogant. And arrogance. I'm just like, we all have issues. There are a lot of us who have advanced degrees and been from here to China. But at the end of the day, I'm looking for the quality and substance of a human being.
Substance.
I don't care about how many degrees, how many BMWs, how many, if you have an estate. Like, well, that's for me. And if that's who she's looking for a certain type of man who can do this, 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 have that, this, and the other, that's fine. Let her look and continue. But this black man, and I believe a lot of black men, her arrogance alone is unattractive.
To any man, not even just black men.
Exactly. To any man, yeah.
Exactly. So that just starts it all off right there. But what's interesting is I've been to an Ivy League. And I remember, I do have to say, now I'm going to switch it up and get a little controversy. When I went to an Ivy League for my grad school education, and I found, for me, having just come from a public undergrad education, that the black women on this Ivy campus were whack. You don't have no soul. You don't have no swag. You're not jazzy. You are, I mean, like... Mm-hmm. I want a woman who can go walk down the streets of the hood and
that
walk right into
say.
The boardroom the next day.
You got a
code switch. I was just about
like,
to say
all that.
That.
Like, I've only grown up in a privileged neighborhood, and this is how I speak, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fantastic. You go live your life. But this brother, because that's who I am. I've lived my life code switching because I grew up that way. You
right.
know what I mean? So I expect, yes, for me, I would want that in my woman. Now, I'm not saying that's all she has to be, but I also think that it's just funny that the woman presented herself that way. And, you know, honestly, maybe it was a rant. Maybe it was just a very frustrating moment.
Yeah.
And that's why I appreciate that Toria gave her the benefit of the doubt that she's young, because we've all had moments where we've gone there.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is Chris. I think it sounded like it was a rant of frustration, because I read it. And, you know, mind you, I come from an upper middle class background, so, you know, a woman having a degree is somewhat important to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, okay, you actually trying to be about something, so you traveling, like, all right, you trying to live the world and, you know, see the world and live your life how you want to live it, and that's great. But the more I read through the article, it was like going on a date and a woman just saying, well, I did this. Just like how they always talk about guys, don't always talk about what you do. You know, let the other person talk and be like, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
What are your life experiences? But she just kept rambling on, like, look, you and your homegirls, y'all got dough, you got massive degrees and all that. She's like, God, that's something. All right, what else is there?
Right.
You give me this story about how IHOP is so great for every scenario, every situation.
Exactly.
I can go to IHOP with everybody
family.
Except a man by myself.
It's a contradiction. It's a contradiction.
My mama, my grandma, my cousin, my homegirl. Yeah, all that. But if it's just me and you,
we can't go.
That's a problem.
I had only one brother argue the IHOP point, and mind you, he's somebody who is a lot more probably health conscious than the average person. But he was like, for me, IHOP would be a whack date only because it's such typical American food that you don't really know what's in it. It's a bunch of big oversized portions, greasy stuff. You're going to leave there feeling kind of stuffed. And he was like, if you're really somebody who's conscientious of what you're putting in your system and you care about all that kind of stuff, that wouldn't be where you would take somebody on a date.
On a first date, I can understand it. Like, on a first date, and that's just where you go to eat, not like, hey, we've been hanging out all day. Let's just grab something quick and easy. All right, we're going to IHOP. It's like, I'm taking you out. You know, I can understand it being like, word.
But wait a minute, was that the date, though? What does the story say? Because maybe that was what the case
was.
Was it her first
date?
Her first date.
The problem with me is, like Johan said, she kept talking about this one guy, and it got to a point where, you know, I've explained about all these men. I've been like, you only explained one guy. What are you talking about? All. One is not all.
Right.
Well, I just want to say,
hi, who are you?
This is Leisha. I don't remember the article that well, but there's an aspect of it that I do actually identify with, so I'm probably part of the problem. But
we'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
I can say I will never forget in college there was a class that I took. I think it was actually human sexuality, but the professor asked the crowd, and this is obviously mostly white people because it's Northwestern, basically, like, kind of testing what their standards are for who they would date. So he was kind of going down, like, would you date someone who's this? And when he came to that just has a high school degree, it was, like, no hands up in the class. I raised my hand because I would, but I was like, wow, like, I mean, that's really, like, I think you cannot underestimate the importance that people put on that. Mm-hmm. It is something they put in, whether, you know, the way that she came across was good or not. Her point about the value of her education is actually a valid point in a lot of circles. Depends on what people value, you know?
Because, Leisha, tell me what you think about this. And don't lose your thought if you can help it.
Oh, no.
One of the commenters made the point. They were like, degrees don't attract men. And then somebody came back and was like, correction, degrees don't attract black men.
Ooh. Right. I actually disagree with that, just in my experience, but I have had both experiences. I've had the experience very often of telling someone what I do and noticing an immediate change in his response, in the sense of maybe probably a lot of assumptions on his part that maybe I wouldn't be interested in someone who's not a lawyer or, you know, whatever career, which is totally inaccurate. And then I've also had the opposite, where they're extra excited because I actually have a job and a degree, you know?
And so now I don't have to pay for the IHOP tab to you with.
Right. So it works both ways. It really does. It just depends on what the person values. And I know that for myself, I don't value whatsoever the degrees, any of that crap. But if we can't talk about certain things, like, you know, whether it's politics or current events or, you know, I'm not a big, like, okay, I don't need to know, like, the latest, you know, book that's out or whatever. But there are just certain topics for me that probably are a little bit non-negotiable that I need to be able to speak with about whoever I'm dating. And if you can't hang with that conversation, we're not going to go anywhere. And that's just realistic for me.
That's interesting, because when I talk about my career with guys, those that stick out to me, I've never been praised in the sense like, oh my God. It's like, you know what? You sound like you're passionate about what you do. And that's where I got the respect.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they can hear the passion in my voice when I say, oh, I'm this. I'm like, you do that? And then I keep going on. They're like, oh, you're passionate. That's dope. That's what's up. It's never like, oh, you have a master's degree? Now that's what's up. You know? And it's like, oh, okay. Like, all right, that's nice. Like, good. You work, you know, most men with kids, it's like, that's cool. You know, I try to tell my daughter. I try to tell my nieces. But it kind of stops there. But going back to your question,
Johannes,
when you ask about what women want, I think of the men that I respect the most in my life. None of them have college degrees, but every single one of them was hardworking. Every single one of them walk into the house and they command attention from the women without even opening their mouths. Every single one of them are teachers, because they teach the young men in our family, they taught the young women in our family, and they built character, they were men of character. So for me, the most attractive quality to me is a hardworking man. And again, it's not necessarily hardworking because you have a college degree. That might be, you know, that might be the case. I went to college, I worked my butt off to get through college. That's the attraction, the hardworking part, not the fact that you have a degree. And I think the same for me. All it says is that I'm hardworking. All it says is that I was able to focus and commit to something. All it says was that at 18, I was a little courageous to leave California and go thousands of miles away from my home. And I don't want to underestimate it, but it's not enough. It's not enough to me to put out there and say, marry me, boo, because I got degrees and I'm cultured and I like Alvin Ailey. You know, because I can sit in circles of folks and they won't know who Alvin Ailey is, but that's because they don't give a damn. And then they'll bring up somebody and I don't know who they are and it says I don't give a damn. It doesn't mean I'm not cultured. It means I'm shit. That ain't my favorite artist. Yeah. Who is he?
Everybody doesn't get exposed to the same things at the same time. And that's that's not a litmus test you should be giving out to people.
So those are the
things. Do you know who won the latest Pulitzer Prize? Yeah. Do you know who last year?
Those are things that make you interesting. Right. They don't make you qualified.
Right.
And not everybody has the same interest.
There you go. Repeat again. What do you say?
They make you interesting, not qualified.
And I do want to clarify that the answer to whether to black men liking degrees is I personally find yes a lot.
I think so too.
I
think black men value degrees.
Absolutely.
Yes. We want to know you working for something. Now if you didn't get one but you know you still had a plan, that's why we gotta hear the rest. Like, all right, you got your degree, what are you doing? You know, if you ain't doing nothing, then it's like, oh well, I guess a degree didn't mean shit. But you ain't doing it. But if you like, I have a plan, and getting my degree was part of that plan, sweet.
Right. Now, let me say this. I get the sister if she is trying to marry off well. Because you got to have a strategy if you're trying to marry well. And when I say well, I mean, you know, bills, everything. You don't worry about money. And there are times in my life where I'm like, you know, I'm so done. All right, nigga, what? Okay. I'll put up with it if you can handle the bills. But that's so superficial. That's superficial. But it ain't necessarily wrong if that's what you're looking for.
So
if that's
cross your mind.
Right, but it does cross my mind. And that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's her angle. If she's trying to go, I want to marry well, then I would say to her, then you need to stop looking at just black men. Because if I make the decision, and I ain't saying I never would, if I make the final decision to just marry well, when you digging for gold, you gotta look in every color pot. You know what I mean? A true gold digger knows to look everywhere.
A true gold digger knows that money ain't gonna buy. If the truth, if you wanna tell me that black men own the world's wealth, I will shut my face. But we now know. Black man is running money in the world.
And what another sister, my other sister friend said too. She said the numbers. I had a brother on Twitter actually. We had a conversation on Twitter about this article, and he was like, just the numbers are uneven in terms of successful available black men to successful available black women. There's a large number of successful available black men who are gay. So that might be where part of the discrepancy comes from. But then you have other single black men who are just incarcerated, dead, whatever the other circumstances might be. And so she was like, well, if a black woman at this point in this day and age, if she wants a black man, if she can't find one of her own that fits her criteria, she has to either consider polyamory or dating out the race.
But like, when do we become so superficial? Because when I look at real black love and the models that we have, they look deeper than the brother, like, they look deeper than that, like, oh, is he cultured? Has he been? That was extra stuff, you know? Like, hey, bitch, did I tell you he had a degree? Bitch, and he likes jazz music. You know? But it's how he treats you, like, and I don't know, I feel like if we go that route, we cannot bring back the black family. We cannot sustain it if we get so caught up in the superficial, because we've gone a long way, you know? And if that's all we're looking at, like, not once did she say, you know, and I've seen him with his kids, which means she's probably not dating men with kids. It doesn't sound
or like... Or just seen him around his family.
Around his family. Like, to me, that matters. Like, how do you treat your mama?
Right.
You know, like, how does his friends treat him? Does he have friends?
You know? What are his friends like?
Does anybody think of him as a leader or respect him? That's the type of shit that mattered to me.
Oh, right.
I do want to say that we do have to acknowledge some of the stark realities of being black in America. You know, I think there's a statistic that 40% or more of prison population is made up of black men. And then there's a staggering statistic that says that something like 75% of black men are in prison. Like, there's a crazy, it's in the new, that book, the new book, The New Jim Crow. And so that reality alone makes it real, real hard just for our race in general, right? Because the options, the sample size is completely
diminished. And so if you figure, okay, then how many of the those who are not in prison make up people, men who actually just want to marry the woman that they love, and she might not be black, that they are gay, that they maybe are, I don't know, into international women.
Because that is a thing now. I'm hearing that. With black men, a lot of black men are looking for black women who are not African-American women. Yep. They're still black.
I'm about to start traveling. My passport is about to be like, yo, what's going on?
Now, that's here? A problem. That is a problem when you discredit us.
Yeah, because I wanted to make that point. I didn't mean to make the point about a whole bunch of successful black men all being gay. Not that case. But that they're also dating outside of the race heavily.
Or they dating now.
Let me say something real quick. Yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm on down.
Yeah, like basically you have. That was in our article, and there's guys who are successful who don't want to marry somebody who's as successful. I want somebody who basically I can control. I make all the money, so I get all the rules. I do what I want.
I can do that. I'm gonna take you to the bank, though.
real quick, I just want to say that. There's something that I'm gonna say right now that may ruffle some feathers out there. It might
from the ghetto to the White House. I'll go there.
it might revert some people into denial. I don't know, but I'm gonna put it like this. Okay, if because I still have a problem with some of the numbers in terms of how many black men are gay and how many black men are in jail and how many of them are, you know, dating outside of the race and whatever have you, because there's lots of things that could probably go in between that to debate. But most college campuses you go on, whether it's all black college or even an Ivy League, whatever, there's usually more black women than men. Now ask yourself this question. If there's less black men out there with degrees and you're looking for a black man with a degree, do you think that you are the most sought after thing? You know what I'm saying? The black man with the degree already knows his stature. So really he's the one that can pick and choose wherever he wants. Right. At least some of them feel that way. Right. You know, they feel like, well, I'm in the position of power. I got a degree. I got this. I'm about to make this money. So I already know there's enough of you around. So I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. And some of that is not really healthy behavior, but that's just kind of how it goes. And then secondly, if we're going to talk about things like character, things like that, like I hear that a lot. And I've known a great many of black men, including myself, no jail record, no kids, none of that stuff. And that's why I was asking about the standards thing. Right. Because a lot of times I hear that as being the standard. But then a lot of these dudes that I know, including me, can't get a date. Hmm. Or get looked at funny when we treat a woman with respect. It's something like, it's strange. And then the girls that I know that have said that I was too nice or whatever, as I'm watching them, they're still not married. Right. They're still constantly going through, you know, each dude trying to find somebody.
Unfortunately, you have to get, I can't say I've always had this perspective and I've always been at this point in my life. I had to go through those stages. And that's why I'm saying, when you take the superficial stuff out, the statistics don't bother you. To tell me right now that they're not enough black men for me, it used to bother me, I get in your face, no. I'm okay, because I know confidently I have something to offer a man out there, and he's coming my way. Like, if you don't see it in me, I believe the next cat will. But you got to get to that point, and that's what I'm saying. The problem with being this superficial, you will always be single, because you got so many things blocking your vision, you're not going to see when it's staring you in the face, or you don't realize you're
pushing it away from
you. Mm-hmm. And we've done that. Like, on Black Women's Park, we have. I've been there since, and I was like, oh, no. I deserve to be wined and dined. I do, but the next part should have been, I deserve it and I appreciate it. Thank you. Not just, I'm entitled to it because I got a big butt and a smile, because I appreciate you, black man, white man, whoever you are, I appreciate you, man. So until you get to that point, guess what? You will be single. The numbers and the statistics, they don't bother me. Because it could be me sounding idealistic, but what you put out there, you will get. Mm-hmm. I strongly believe that. So as long as you're putting that out there, guess what? You're not going to attract that cat.
And I know I'm going to be hated for saying this, but I think it's because of my experience working towards true, full entrepreneurship. social roles might have their issues, but they do exist for a specific reason. I think a lot of women that find themselves in position of power, nobody at this table, but a lot of women that find themselves in positions of power have a hard time letting men be men. Mm-hmm. And with that whole idea of being a man is equated to a man's paycheck, as if he's not making six figures, he doesn't have any idea of how to run a household or be in charge or be a leader. That leadership is just only supported by what he can pay for and cover. And I think those of us that have met quality men who may not be at that point in their lives yet, but they do make good money, they make steady money, they work consistently and hardworking.
Right.
You know, those are the things that make them leaders. You know,
right.
they do what they need to do, what they're supposed to do without question. You know, to me, and I think this is most black men, I've never met a black man, I guess, who's in my close circle that was comfortable being unemployed. Not one. I never knew one that was just like happy to sit back and collect unemployment checks with no plan of what to do next. Right. Every black man I know was in the, if they've ever found themselves in that position, was on the grind trying to make some money happen. You know, and so being able to get behind a man when he's in that position, because you never know what can happen. Your man might be balling today and be unemployed
right.
tomorrow.
Right.
So what do you do when that situation happens? Do you pick up the reins and keep going, or do you look at him like he ain't shit and talk to him and tell him he ain't shit and be, you know, unsupportive? And I don't know. I just feel like there's so much more that goes into it. I think everybody's been basically touched on that point. So much more goes into when you are making a decision to date and be in a relationship with somebody outside of what their paychecks look like and the accolades that they racked up and the experiences and exposure that they've had. There's something else to that thing called commitment.
Right.
You know, and achievement really has nothing to do with one's level of commitment to a thing. So anybody have anything to say in summation?
Well, I was just going to say that I personally, despite the obvious prison issue, which is no joke and all that, I do think that there's a lot of propaganda about the numbers that are
Agreed.
Out there to scare, number one, scare women, but number two, pump guys up to a very unrealistic perspective where they think they're like the only guy that has a degree and
True.
No kids. And I'm like, no, I meet them all the time. And I think there's a lot of them. And I actually think that most women just don't, I think men and women do this, we just don't like who likes us. And that's really the key to everything is like who likes you. I am preaching to myself also because I don't do that either. But we just seem to want what's not good for us a lot of times, or
right.
someone who
oh,
doesn't
yeah.
show
Absolutely.
The same interest in us, and you know, and it's like a repeating cycle, and that's how you stay single. So, and it's not about lowering your standards, it's just like changing
all.
The way that you look at what's valuable
yeah.
and
changing,
you know,
how you look at yourself. Like,
yeah.
you've got to be more than your degree,
yeah.
you've got to be more than your library. What the hell? And you think when he's talking to his mom and his friends, like, I love her ass. You should see the library she keeps. Really?
And trying something different. I think we
yeah.
get into our minds what we think we want, and we go after the same
yeah.
type of person, and not consider that, like Leisha said, the person who really likes you, who might not
yeah.
be what you originally envisioned,
yeah.
but really spending time with that person and just seeing how they treat you and how
yeah.
they talk to you, and man, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, like,
know?
She should be happy if she meet a dude that don't know what the library is, but be like, that's cute. What is it?
Introduce me to something.
Yeah, what is that about? Like, not just kind of like blow him off. Like, you mean you haven't read this latest novel?
Okay.
And that means he's good in bed? Like, hell no, revisit your list.
Yes. And on that note, we thank you so much for joining us for this Black is Break. Please be sure to tune back in with us. Take care. Peace.